It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. Joining us this morning is Anita Hofschneider, who talked with women who say they were subjected to unwanted advances by Speaker Emeritus Joe Suki. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
So did you have a hard time convincing those women to talk since they hadn't gone public with their complaints?
Yes, it's been difficult to collect these kinds of stories because there's so much shame and so much fear that's attached to them. You know, some of the anecdotes that I included in my story this week, I've had for a couple of months, but I haven't been able to publish because of, you know, concerns about them going forward. So it was because of the settlement that we decided that, it was okay to include them in this story.
So you talked with them prior to the settlement of this ethics complaint then?
Yes. After the news of Rachel Wong's complaint went public, many women wanted to start sharing their stories, but they weren't really sure how, and they were concerned about their names being attached. So I received some calls and spoke with some women who wanted to remain anonymous.
Right. And you said one was a lobbyist, one was a staffer. I mean, it just really kind of runs the gamut.
Yes. This behavior has allegedly affected staffers, lobbyists, and even lawmakers.
So what happens now? I mean, what's your sense? I know, I think it was Associated Press reported that there have been a number of complaints against lawmakers, I think one in the Senate and the rest are in the House, about, sexual harassment.
Well, we think that the Ethics Commission is looking into more complaints, although they can't confirm that. All of the complaints through the Ethics Commission are confidential. And the complaints internally in the House and Senate are also confidential. Just from talking to people, I know that there's more out there, but it takes a while for these stories to surface.
And so as far as Speaker Suki, you were at the news conference yesterday. What was your takeaway on that?
The news conference was very interesting because officially he's admitted to touching and kissing multiple women inappropriately beyond the boundaries of the customary aloha kiss. But at the news conference, he said he doesn't remember doing anything inappropriate. He said he's never done anything inappropriate to any woman in his life, either professionally or personally. So there were some conflicting statements.
Right. And he's supposed to step down by the end of this month, according to that settlement.
Yes, he has to resign by March 30th. He has to pay a $5,000 fine. He has to publicly apologize, which he also did yesterday. And I think there might be one more thing I might be forgetting, but you can see the full settlement on our website.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Anita. That was reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's reality check. Again, you can read the full story at civilbeat.org.